Greg, listeners may not always agree with your financial advice, but at least you've managed your own money well enough that you can travel around the world during retirement.
That's very thoughtful of you to recall that point. Yeah, I do. I am very fortunate. I'm able to travel at least one nice trip a year, and this year was Southeast Asia.
And, of course, when you go on vacation, it's always kind of a busman's holiday. You always keep an eye open for various economic indicators there. What's your impression of the economy in Southeast Asia?
I think that the Southeast Asians would just love to be the Americans. I mean, I think they are trying extremely hard to adopt Western economic principles. They've been attracting American businesses, American manufacturers, left and right. You go through Vietnam and Cambodia, you see plants being built, you hear familiar American names.
Well, what, do you see a lot of like American fast food chains over there and things like that?
It is remarkable. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, Baskin and Robbins, Pizza Hut. Almost every store, every restaurant has Coca-Cola, Pepsi. You can't go anywhere without seeing M&M's,
well, how
Pringles.
About, yeah, how about our local giant Starbucks?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. In January, Starbucks opened its first store in Saigon, which is also called Ho Chi Minh City, which is kind of an interesting thing. In the north, they generally call it Ho Chi Minh. In the south, they generally call it Saigon. But right across from our hotel in Saigon was the first Starbucks. And one of our co-travelers went in at like 2 in the afternoon. She said the place was mobbed with young people standing in line to buy coffee products and sitting at the tables logging into their computers.
Okay, so there's definitely the American fast food, convenience food presence there. What other companies and products do you see in Vietnam and Cambodia now?
Well, I found it interesting that Wells Fargo is there, Federal Express, Visa, General Electric, Procter & Gamble. All of these companies have some manufacturing and or retail operations. And you go to an ATM in Vietnam, ask for money, and it comes out in American money.
So I take it tourism must be booming there. You're there. Other Americans are going there, which I imagine, you know, a lot of Americans probably may be a little nervous about going, just considering our history. There was the Vietnam War, after all.
I had some apprehension, but the reverse was true. We were welcomed greatly, and our tour group met with two Viet Cong veterans, and one of them told us he hoped we really enjoyed our visit, that he had no grudge, they had no grudge against the United States, and he hoped we'd take those views home with us, which we did.
Well, sounds like you had a great time spending some of those retirement dollars you've so wisely invested.
They're gone.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.